Cherry Trees Railway Tunnel, Noyon-Dallier. The railway line was sabotaged several times between 1944 and 45, including a very successful action on June 25th, 1944, according to the Jatteau report. René Dufault, alias Sapin, remembers it. This action was carried out at the beginning when we did not have detonators, explosives and plastique. Two railway workers had given us the key to the toolbox to unscrew the rails under a tunnel towards Noyant on the line leading to Montluçon. We unscrewed and slightly moved the rails, then placed several cartridges of old guns to cause an explosion that would permanently damage the track. 200 metres before the tunnel, we had placed a tricolour flag to stop the train, and a resistance fighter stood on the tunnel with a machine gun. There were 50 people on the train, and we got them off the train. Two Germans didn't want to obey, and through a window they received a grenade that had to destroy them. We gave the order to the driver to run the locomotive at full steam and then jump in time. The train derailed as planned under the tunnel. Smoke was coming out of both ends of the tunnel. It must have been difficult to clear it all out because under a tunnel, there's no question of using cranes to lift everything. You have to cut everything up with a blowtorch into small pieces and pull the pieces out one by one. Here is a railway line that will be unusable for a long time. Other times, locomotives and wagons left the tracks at the exit of the tunnel, and sometimes, unfortunately, it was necessary to give up. The Maquisards of Casanova were in close contact with the station master at Tronchet, whose mission was to prevent passengers from taking the trains that were targeted by the sabotage. Human shields. The Germans, in a last-ditch effort to thwart sabotage against the railways, began to use human shields. That is, they added a flat wagon in front of the locomotive of their trains, and on that wagon they mounted a group of civilians who served as a human shield to deter sabotage from the resistance. During an operation to dynamite the tracks under the Cherry Tree Tunnel, at the very last moment, the Maquisard placed a sentry upstream. He was watching the arrival of the train and was surprised to see the convoy preceded by the flat wagon on which the German soldiers had placed their hostages. He had just enough time to alert his comrades at the entrance of the tunnel so that they could defuse the charges of explosives before the train passed. The sabotage mission had failed, but the hostages had been saved.